Scotty Reed here with a Black Talk Radio news commentary. And on this particular segment, I want to take a look at the hypocrisy in American politics. For those who have followed my videos or who have followed my podcast for the past 9 years, you know I am not a partisan guy. I do not engage in political gangbanging. I also do not subscribe to nationalism. I subscribe to truth and justice. And the hypocrisy that I'm seeing coming from those politically labeled as the left wing right now, particularly Hillary Clinton's supporters, and the hypocrisy that's on display as you try to convince people that you're so concerned about Russian influence in an election, or you're so concerned about the security of the United States, when 2 years ago in 2015, this is before Hillary Clinton even announced that she was running, although many people already knew that she would run for president. But back in 2015, I was a member of the Daily Cost community. Now, I did not post a whole lot, but I would go there for information. And so I actually posted an article or a blog post on Daily Cost when news started coming out about Hillary Clinton's bootleg private server she had in the basement. I published a post citing what the federal judge said in the Freedom of Information Act request that was launched by the right wing. What's the name of that organization, the Right Wing Judicial Watch? And this is when they were actually getting her aides to testify, and I think the guy's name was Brian Pagliano, was given immunity to testify. And I identified 2 years ago that this was going to be a problem for Hillary Clinton because it spoke to national security issues. And I was actually banned. I was accused of being a right-wing troll, and the partisan folks over at Daily Cost banned me. Although it wasn't an opinion piece, it was actually just a straight-up factual article with quotes coming from the judge and just laying out the details of the case. Then we saw Hillary Clinton give a press conference in New York, and I believe it was at the press club or something like that, but this is when she first acknowledged her private server. And she was lying. Her eyes were darting all over the place. She wasn't looking directly at the camera. She wasn't looking directly at any members of the press. Her eyes were darting back and forth and up and down. And, you know, that's body language that tells you or suggests that somebody's not being truthful. And what did she first say when this news came out? She said that it was a bunch of emails just between her and Bill Clinton where they were discussing things like Hillary Clinton's daughter's wedding, Chelsea Clinton, about yoga pants and all of this stuff that turned out to be false. She said unequivocally that there were no work-related emails on her private server. And we now know that to be a lie, with tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. My memory isn't serving me correctly right now, but I know at least tens of thousands of work-related emails were on that private server, which was a violation, and many people pointed out was to circumvent the Records Act, the Federal Records Act. Many people pointed out it was also a violation of the Espionage Act. Okay, so then we found out that not only did she have work-related emails on that private server, but she also had classified top-secret information on that private server. Okay, and so Comey, when he testified to Congress, he actually laid out a good case for her indictment. But what was his excuse? I guess we'll call it the Clinton Doctrine now, or the Comey Doctrine, is that while she did violate federal laws, that there was no intent to violate those laws. And as many people have sarcastically pointed out, hey, let's use that in court. you know, when we get charged with murder or drunk driving, hey, I didn't intend to kill that family of four while I was drunk driving out there. That was not my intent. My intent was just to get home from the bar or get home from wherever it was I was drinking. There was no intent to go out here and run into another car head-on collision leading to people being killed. All right? And so not only was there a security issue with her email server, her bootleg server set up in her New York home basement, but also there was an issue with her BlackBerry. We have documentation that shows that Hillary Clinton's staff kept asking for a secure smartphone from the State Department, IT department, if you will. And they kept telling her no. I mean, she just kept asking and asking for a smartphone. They was like, no, you need a BlackBerry issue from the State Department that is secured. Now, Hillary Clinton did what she wanted to do and kept using that BlackBerry anyway, including transmitting information through emails while she was visiting China. These were very real national security issues, but many other people right now going after Michael Flynn, as you see in the picture there, and rightly so. The guy did not register as a lobbyist, but he was lobbying for foreign governments, Russia and Turkey. So I'm not saying that investigating him is a witch hunt. This did violate federal laws on registering as foreign agents and lobbyists for foreign countries. Okay? So that's a real security issue right there. But at the same time, some of you who are on so invested in this story about possible Russian collusion with members of the Trump team, back when this information was coming out 2 years ago and during the campaign, you were like Bernie Sanders. You were saying, we're tired of hearing about Hillary Clinton's emails. We kept hearing people, including President Obama, trying to minimize the seriousness of this breach in security protocols. You know, and some of the same Democratic politicians that you see out there, some of the same left-leaning talking heads that you see on CNN and MSNBC, they were also trying to act like it was no big deal that Hillary Clinton used an unimproved secret private server. Nobody knew she was using this server except for President Obama, because he got emails from her from that email address, clinton.com or whatever it was. Okay, and her aides, her closest aides, of course, knew she had that server. All right, and so, but you all were saying that, oh, this isn't important. There's nothing to see here. Move along. This was a very serious national security issue, you know, and I was speaking to it from experience being, you know, in the United States military for 6 years, and 2 years during that time, I held a top secret security clearance. And so I was giving classes, like Hillary Clinton was giving classes, on security protocols and securing data. So I just find it very hypocritical and quite frankly, very disgusting that now you're feigning so much interest in national security when Hillary Clinton, this story came out about her server and her non-State Department issue BlackBerry that she was using for work. You were saying there's nothing to see here, you know. Partisan politics is like gang banging, in my opinion. I am not one of those people that align myself to one political party or another, or one political ideology or another. I simply look at things and I try to base my analysis based on truth and justice. And you know, it's just very sad that many adults act like children when it comes to politics. You act like this is a high school rivalry. You know, you're willing to overlook the transgressions of your team members. But then when somebody on the other team violates a rule or what have you, oh, you're all over them. So please stop with the hypocrisy. All right, if you want to support independent black media, make a donation today to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. Also, subscribe to us on Facebook, YouTube, and also follow us on Twitter. But also, subscribe to our home platform, which is blacktalkradionetwork.com. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Commentary.